Greetings and welcome. I'm Kim, and this is Creation E, a meditation podcast where you will find discussions and meditations to feed your soul and expand your hearts. This is episode 2 of the Compassion series. Today we're discussing relationships. Relationships and, of course, compassion, how they interplay together. How they expand us into greater love for ourselves, for others, for the all. We're going to dive a bit deeper into different kinds of relationship that offer us a window to see ourselves as divine love, as the divinity that we are. Relationships come in all forms, all sizes, and all flavors. Some are easy, some are difficult, and some are blissful. We have an opportunity in relationships to learn about ourselves, learn about another individual, but mostly learn how we connect to each other. Do we connect from a deeper place of love, or are we connected by our traumas and pains? Many relationships in your life have different means of expressing what is within your vibrational field. What we mean by this is that there are what we call the shadow aspect of your psychic, of your unconscious mind that surfaces and is shown through different relationships. These relationships tend to be the ones that are labeled as difficult, unpleasant, and relationships in which we choose to often not put effort into, turn around, or complain about. It is not always easy to accept the challenges that come with different personalities that enter our life, but each one gives us an opportunity to see from a different perspective. It shows us where we can still be triggered. It shows us where we can expand more into deeper states of compassion. It shows us how to be perhaps more patient. But mostly, they are opportunities for greater soul growth. Once you begin to understand that, the relationships with other individuals in your life become a mirror of your own soul through another, and as such, an opportunity for greater expansion into greater consciousness. For ultimately, this is what the whole journey of your existence here is, to expand into deeper states of love, to evolve into higher states of consciousness, to bring the planet and humanity in a higher state of consciousness. That is what we know as your ascension. Your ascension is a climb, let's say, or an evolution into a greater state of vibration in which your whole system, your cells, your body, your mental, emotional, physical being expands and rises in its own higher frequency. And by doing so, you are raising into a different consciousness. And with a different consciousness comes a different perception. And with a different perception comes a different way of being. To be able to be in states of higher states of consciousness, such as divine love or creator consciousness, one must know who they are. That means that you must understand who you are as a vibrational being, not so much as a personality. And the journey we've chosen here on Earth is that through relationships, as much as it is through our own individuality, we are interconnected. To know divine love, you must understand also oneness. Oneness is the connection, interconnection with everything that ever exists, the all. To be in a state of oneness, to be in a state of divine love, you must know who you are as a divine being. And so on your own journey, you are rediscovering, learning, unlearning all of who you are, who you're not, through the relationships, through your relationship with other people, the relationship with yourself, and your relationship with greater consciousness, with the One, with Creator Consciousness, with God, with Universe, with the Cosmos, with it all. And so we call it an evolution because at the beginning, it does not even seem like that. At the beginning, you are going through your own day-to-day life, through relationships, through your work, through everything, not really connecting the dots of the greater picture. But as you proceed through your own spiritual growth, your own inner growth, you become more realized. You understand that there is something much greater. Yet it's still intangible. It's still not within your grasp. But as you keep walking your path, you begin to see clearer the bigger picture, the interconnection of everything. Because as you keep walking your path, your consciousness rises. That means your vibration changes. And that means your perception of who you are and its relationship to it all changes. You're moving from a consciousness of separation, of the being you and them, you versus them, you versus the universe, to a consciousness of we, of interconnectedness, of non-separate, to an even greater consciousness of oneness. But that is a big leap when we first begin. And it's a leap because to understand oneness or divine love even, your whole system vibrationally must be at that level to fully understand it. Now we are trying to comprehend a bigger concept with the limitation of our own consciousness that we are currently in. And so having a general sense is the best we can do as we navigate towards this infinite, vast evolutionary process. So now let's take a step back and examine and kind of look into our relationships. If we take our relationships with others, and I'm going to leave out the need for labeling the types of relationships such as romantic, co-workers, and such. We're going to just categorize this as relationships with others. If you can have an approach in which you can view every relationship as a mirror to an aspect of you, it opens you to have more empathy and compassion and patience with the relationships that are challenging. Because if you recognize that these are mirror, then the work is returned to you. Rather than in blaming or complaining about the relationship and the challenge itself, you can then return inwards and reflect upon where within yourself are these aspects still here, and where can we bring them up to light, because they are shadow aspects of you. They have existed whether they're here in this lifetime or other lifetimes, but they have been, I will say, lurking in the shadows. And so when another individual exposes this through their own behaviors, it triggers within us, especially when we are triggered by those relationships. It's showing us that within ourselves, we also hold this. It may not have the same look, the same feel, and your personality will defy this. It will go against this, saying, no, that's not me. There's no way. I'm nothing like that person. I'm nothing like this. But in truth, there's a thread that is. And that, if you can, I will say, bite in this, meaning take a step back instead of rejecting that concept. Take a step back and go, okay, if there's truth to this, then show me where. And by simply saying that, you will begin to see where these aspects within you also lie. I think for myself, I'm going to speak personally here, the greatest challenges have been with my family, more so my mother, a loving, beautiful mother. Love her dearly. There's no animosity between us whatsoever. However, she has been a gift to mirror within me many aspects that I've needed to undo, unlearn, so that I could see myself from a greater perspective and thus see her in from a greater perspective. Not to see flaws or to see the challenges in something. For example, if we are in any situation in a relationship that challenges us, it's easy to pick out the things that are wrong with the other individual, which we point there as a causation for the friction that might exist within the relationship. Instead, what would it look like to say, okay, if these things annoy me, like to no end about this person, or this really bothers me about this person, show me where they are within me. Where's the trigger? And take time to reflect on that. And I guarantee you, you will see it. And when you do, what do you do with it? When you do see it, that's an opportunity there to shine the light on it. That means not to reject it more, because every time we reject an aspect of ourselves, it goes into the shadow. It goes into the closet or under the carpet or whatever, however you want to see that. And then it surfaces through others, through the mirror of life. And then we have judgment upon it. And so when it comes back at us this way, rather than judging it, cursing it, or rejecting it in any way, shape, or form, what would it look like to open our arms to it? To open our arms to it and hold it in that state of love and go, I see you. And resolve it. Resolve it using your compassion. Resolve it using love rather than fearing or having a judgment on it, such as, I don't like it, I don't want it, I don't want to see it. Rather than, okay, it existed, it happened. I can see my thoughts around that. I can see that I have similar thought patterns that are underneath here. They have been inherited. They are a program. They are a lower vibration that exists within my field. And what we do with lower vibrational thought patterns, behavioral patterns, or programs as such, as I said, is we transmute them. We use the higher frequency of divine love to transmute, to change the state of that vibration. So when we encounter a shadow aspect of ourselves, imagine that you are facing it. And as you are facing it, you are accepting it. Remember that love doesn't judge, doesn't criticize. It just accepts it. It accepts that you had, and I say had, because it is changing. As soon as you acknowledge its presence, it starts to shift. When you accept the fact that these lower vibrational thoughts exist within you, and you choose the path of love to heal them, and healing, I mean transmuting, then already they have begun the process of transformation. So it is not complicated and it doesn't have to be difficult. The difficulty in that is the acceptance of this. Because when we encounter these challenges, these aspects of ourselves, these shadow aspects, right away, often what will happen is we go into a shame vibration or a guilt vibration. Most often a shame vibration. And we are shameful for having also this aspect within ourselves. And then if we amplify the shame, that means that we keep not wanting to look at it or accept it. The vibration of shame within us amplifies and becomes greater. And the shadow is fueled with more of that. And shame is another form of fear. And so it's the opposite of love. So the only thing that will transform that is that of acceptance, which is a form of love, which is compassion. To have compassion with yourself as you encounter these moments is what the journey is about, is what will help you climb and move into greater states of that love for yourself. That means that through that healing process, through seeing those shadow aspects of yourself, you are taking some of that lower vibration within your system, changing it to a higher vibration. And when you do that, you shift your consciousness. And when you shift your consciousness, you shift your perception. And then encountering this individual again, you see them differently. That trigger is no longer there, for they cannot reflect back what is not within you. Remembering this, they cannot reflect back to you what is not within you. Taking a deep breath in here, letting these pieces settle as they are spoken. It is not easy to work with relationships that are difficult using compassion. But when you do, it really opens up a space for both individual to rise. For this is the interconnection. Your ability to shift that within you invites the other to shift it within themselves. It is that interconnected. And so the invitation to you all is to look at and don't turn away from the relationships that challenge you the most. Rather, look at them as a blessing that soul has come into your life to show you where that lies within you so that you may accelerate into your own evolutionary ascension. If you can think about it that way, it takes away the personal aspect of it and the need for blaming or complaining about another individual. Now, I'm saying this not because it's easy. It's so not easy. And like I said, you are evolving, but so is the relationship. And if you just take a step and you just kind of reflect on the relationships in your life, look at it, either with your spouse, perhaps, that's probably one of the biggest ones, or your parents, or your coworkers even. If you look at the work that you have already done on yourself, if you're listening to this, you have begun already your path of inner process. And as you do your inner work and your own self-healing, have you not noticed the relationships around you also shifting? Everything is interconnected. Whatever is expressed within you is always shown outside of you. So the more we hide the things that we don't like about ourselves, the more life is going to show them to us. It's inevitable. You can't hide ever. You may try, but somewhere it'll show up. And so those are your invitations to open up into more compassion. And as you do that, your relationship with yourself grows. Because by accepting this within you, you grow into more compassion for yourself and more love for yourself. And if you can have more love for you, more compassion for you, then you know you can have more for all that exists, for every other individual. And that leads me into one of the most more profound relationships that there is your relationship with the greater. However you see the greater, however you see the one consciousness as, whether you see that as God, whether you see that as creator, whether you see it as the universe, however you, wherever you are with that labeling process inside of you, there is an inner connection within you as you walk your path that grows. It's an innate knowing that there is something that I am connected to and part of that is much greater than me here on this earth. Because the greater of whatever exists is a thread, is a seed. You are a seed. You are connected to it. You are not separate from it. You are part of it. And if you are part of it, then the person next to you is part of it, then the plants are part of it, then everything that exists is part of it. And part of it meaning they're the same. Yes, they're different shades, different look, different whatever, different expressions of it. So that core seed is the same, but how we express that core seed is different. And that's what you're experiencing in your life when you experience different people and different things. They don't look the same, feel the same, because they are different expressions of that seed, of that core connected essence. But on a higher consciousness, it is all the same. We just have to begin the journey in discovering this by healing, transforming the lower vibrational aspect of ourself that oppose that truth. And so as you keep walking onto your own inner path, that truth will shift and change. And you will gain greater understanding, which then opens up your heart more and your ability to receive greater levels of higher frequency, which is love. And when your heart can receive those greater drops of higher consciousness, of higher love, you are remembering in those moments your divine essence, which is truth, which is oneness, which is love. And so throughout your everyday, can you begin to experience your relationships differently? Not to say you won't be triggered, not to say you won't be annoyed by others, but rather when you are being annoyed or triggered or find yourself in a judgment state, pause. Take a pause within yourself. Stop the wheel of your thoughts going further down that rabbit hole and go, wait a minute, what is there to see here? Where can I have greater patience? Because I'm being triggered. And if I'm being triggered, I don't have to act from that trigger. You don't have to go into a greater state of acceptance in that moment, because often sometimes it's very difficult, but it gives you a pause, a moment to just reflect and act differently instead of rejecting it. Because when you reject that feeling, that's what you're encountering. You're encountering that resistance is a rejection of something that is being shown. What often ends is we end up being in a reactive state. We react to the situation. And then we fuel the dynamics of that interaction with more fire, with more fear. But when you have a bit of compassion for yourself and goes, oh, this is a trigger, this is something here, take a deep breath, what happens is that pause allows you to not fuel the fire, but instead just watch it for what it is. And oftentimes, if you're strong enough, you can actually stop it from moving forward into a more heated space. Because love, remember, holds. Love accepts. And in those moments of uncomfortableness that occurs, if that space is held in that higher frequency, that shift can happen really quickly within you and within the other individual. And all of a sudden, that dynamic took a different turn. Cultivating relationship is at the core of your experiences here on earth. Being able to see every soul, every individual, regardless of their life situation, regardless of their behavioral habits, being able to see them with your heart's eyes, and I mean your higher heart, when you can truly see it from that perspective, what a blessing that would be. How amazing would the world seem to you from that perspective? This is why you are doing the hard work right now. This is why you've chosen to do your own inner journey. And because you have chosen this, the rewards are phenomenal. and you will see them as you keep moving forward, evolving, growing, and expanding. For innately, you know what lies ahead. And so turning around is never an option. Let us move into a place where we can integrate some of this. And so we're going to move into our meditation. Just taking a few breaths. Really filling your whole body with the breath of life. Allowing every cell of your body to receive this breath. Allowing your heart to begin to connect to every part of your body, every cell, every electron. And as you breathe, notice your breath being received. Are you receiving your inhale? Can you receive it? Can you allow it to go in instead of out? And as you exhale, can you share it with the whole of you? As you breathe in, receive the flow, the incoming flow of greater consciousness that surrounds you. And on exhale, you release it through your whole body. Everything you do is conscious. Having an awareness of the in-breath and the out-breath is the beginning of receiving and giving. The awareness of where the breath flows within your chest cavity, the expansion that occurs within you just by moving your prana, your breath. And with your awareness of the greater consciousness that exists, your higher state of who you are, your I am, the all, your guides, your angels, whatever you connect to, having them connected to you here in your space, and choosing now to connect to them, to begin the relationship of allowing your heart and their heart to connect. That means the essence of love within you connects with the essence of love within them. As a being of spirit, you are also a being of spirit, but in a denser form. But that interconnection exists. And for a few moments here, see if you can allow your mind and your heart to begin that connection. The willingness to connect is enough. That's all you need. The rest will happen. Keep breathing and keep feeling perhaps the waves that are occurring within you. The incoming wave and the outgoing wave. Let go of trying. To see, feel, or experience something. Instead, return to the inner experience that you are currently experiencing. And be fully present with the incoming and outgoing of what is. And with breath, you keep expanding your heart, your mind, your whole of your being into something that is not tangible, into something that is beyond your comprehension. And as you float into this state of presence, you become one with the moment, one with everything. It is in this presence that you are receiving messages, vibrational messages. Through your external field and through the field that unites us all together. And with time, you will become more adept at deciphering this vibrational information. And so, we encourage you to practice states of becoming fully present in every moment of your day, when you are interacting with others, ask yourself, am I fully in this moment? Am I here with my mind, with my body, and with my spirit? Or is my mind off somewhere thinking while I am talking here with this person? Is my heart fully engaged in this experience? When you can be fully engaged in the presence of the moment, you are then able to receive vibrational information from their energy field with your energy field, and information is being exchanged, and you're able to hear an unspoken language. That unspoken language is truth itself. That means one may speak words that are perhaps out of a pain or a frustration, but when you can practice being in a state of silence and presence within the moments, you can pick up nuances of what truly the soul is asking. It's not something you know and think about. It's something that comes to you. It's an innate connection that connects both of your souls. And information is given at that level. And in that moment, perhaps that person might need simply to be accepted, loved, and supported. But instead, it's expressing itself in frustration of lack of. And so the spoken words do not reflect what truly the inner desires are. Only on a soul level can we begin to decipher and uncode this, until the mind and the heart catches up, until the mind and the heart become one. There will always be a difference in what we say and what we feel. But these moments that you spend with yourself in these deeper states of presence, of listening and being, all of you, gives you these tools that when you encounter others, you are able to practice this state, and soon enough you will begin to pick up information that is not being spoken, that will assist in the redirection and reconfiguration of the dynamic of that relationship, of that moment. So rather than being a moment in which you are responding or reacting to someone else's frustration, you are simply holding the space for them to be frustrated. So that they can hear their own deeper desire of needing to be heard. And when that is met by you innately, the frustration dissipates. The pain begins to resolve. This is the walking of your path. A never-ending, evolving journey of expanding into more compassion, into being able to hold more space of presence, and in that neutrality of the presence of the moment, as you learn to be comfortable in silence, you expand. You evolve. Your mind and your consciousness rises to a greater state. And your perception of each individual and yourself shifts. And so we are encouraging you to simply practice presence. It is really simple in nature, but not so simple to apply. That is where the work happens. Yes, it's an inner journey, but it is practice outside for what greater lesson, for what greater way of testing our growth can there be? The full expression of who you are as love through another. You are loved, you are supported. You are worthy. Recognizing your own divinity, your own essence of Source itself is the path you walk. The realization of who you truly are is the whole point of walking your journey, of walking the path. Because as you become more further along your path, your discovery that you are love and how you can express that love in the world is what creates what you truly want to live in. You are co-creators. What do you want to create? Focus on visualizing the types of relationship you choose to cultivate in your life. And as you focus on that, allow it to transform, not by rejecting what is and turning away from everything. Rather, transform it. Transform the parts that are difficult within yourself, within the relationship, so that it can grow. So that it can expand and shift. Be the essence of love in every moment, for this is who you are. This is all that you are. Higher states of consciousness, of divine love, wisdom. Be. Breathe in, breathe out. Get to feel your body again. Preparing to exit your meditation. As this channel is complete, namaste.